Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Do you ever wonder why you feel off balance and out of focus most of your life? Would you like to have an aha moment every day? The Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality, will empower you to feel wonderment every moment of every day. This hit show provides healthy, empowering knowledge and information which gives hope to everyone from the healthy to the health challenged. Get ready to restore and maintain your wholeness, mind, body, and spirit through learning the latest complementary and alternative healing modalities. Your new reality will introduce you to an unlimited world of possibilities with the gumption to take epic action for your life. This call-in show with wholeness coach Michelle Bond will give you insight to a wide range of topics, from nutrition to lifestyle choices to manifesting your wildest dreams. Now here's your host, Michelle Bond.
Welcome to the Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality on KKNW, 1150 AM Seattle, WBLQ, New York, Rhode Island, and Connecticut, and TransformationTalkRadio.com. Boy, have we got a show for you today. I'm very excited about this topic. It's why men with erectile dysfunction make better lovers. And we've got our guest, prostate cancer survivor Michael Russell here in the house. But before we get started, we've got Benny here. Hello there, Benny.
Hey there. Good day.
Good day. And we've got Taylor back there. Hi, Taylor. Good to see you guys. Now, I brought you all something from my garden.
Oh, hey, look at that.
Can you see that? Each one of you.
Go and show the camera here, right up on this one.
There it is. There we go. Okay, all right. So these are heirloom, Russian heirloom tomatoes. They're black Kent.
You were talking about those not too long ago, right?
Yes.
I believe so, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
And so anyway, I grew these. I was born and raised in Virginia, and we grew these fabulous tomatoes in Virginia my whole life, and so I got used to them. But then I moved to California, and I had to change out the types of tomatoes that you can grow there. And then when I moved up here, you really had to change out the types of tomatoes you can grow, because in the Pacific Northwest, we don't get a whole lot of sun. So you got to get these Russian heirloom tomatoes, and then you'll have some success. So that is what I brought for you guys today.
Well, thank you very much. They look gorgeous.
Good. And also, because this is a show about nutrition, I brought you guys some tarragon from my garden as well to go with the tomatoes.
All right, all right.
Now, yes. Now, usually people put basil with tomatoes, mm-hmm. but basil doesn't grow so well here.
Is that because of this whole sunshine thing? Because
yeah.
I'm like, I think we need to like fix things, because personally, encore for summer right now. So I think everyone's out in the garden still a little bit longer. They're going to grow a little bit further in this year, but those look beautiful.
Yeah, yeah, and you got a bag full. Each of you's got
you got
a bag full of these tomatoes, yes. Now, the tarragon grows a lot better up here than basil does. Yes, and so I tried to start basil from seed here, and I had these beautiful basil seeds for different varieties of basil, and I planted them in the ground, and nothing happened. I mean, absolutely nothing. So I had to cheat. I had to go buy a basil plant.
It happens.
Yeah, and stick that in the ground. But last year, I bought this itty-bitty tarragon plant, okay? It must have been maybe 6 or 7 inches tall. And I put that in the ground, and it grew some last year, but then it died off, you know, when the winter came, and I thought, well, that's it.
Typical for anything.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I turned around in the springtime, and that thing had come back. And not only has that thing come back, it is 3 to 4 feet wide.
With a vengeance.
Yes.
Is what you're looking for.
And it's tall. And then it's fallen over, and then wherever it's fallen over, more tarragon's coming out. So I said, my goodness, I'm just going to have to pair my tomatoes with tarragon instead.
Perfect.
And you know what? Tarragon is actually very good for you. It's got nutritional properties that are very good. It's got phytonutrients and antioxidants. In fact, it is the highest among common herbs in antioxidants. I don't know if you guys knew that. It'll also lower your blood glucose level, and it prevents clot formations, which will prevent heart attacks and stroke. It's full of vitamin C, vitamin A, and B complexes. Also, a lot of minerals in there like calcium, magnesium, iron, and potassium.
Gotta love it.
Yes. And now it's got some medicinal properties as well, because the Greeks used to use it to treat toothaches. And so it can be used for that. It can also aid with calming, and so it calms you down and help you sleep at night. And it helps with digestion, and it can flush out toxins, and help with other stomach issues and even help to relieve arthritis pain.
Hey.
I bet you didn't know all that.
No, I did not. I'm going to get a head start on it.
Yes. Now, they have two different kinds of tarragon. You've got a French version and a Russian version, whereas the Russian heirloom tomatoes grow very well. Here, for culinary purposes, the type of tarragon you want to get is the French version because it has more flavor. So pair your tarragon with your tomatoes, and you just can't go wrong. So there you go.
Perfect. Thank you. Okay. We appreciate that.
You're welcome. Now, on my next show that I'm going to be doing today at 2 o'clock Pacific time, it'll be 5 o'clock Eastern time, I'm going to be giving everybody a recipe for this tomato and tarragon. So make sure you tune in so you can get that recipe. All right. Now, back to the topic of the show. We've got Michael Ressler here. Now, Michael was a highly regarded international technology speaker and also an author. He's written several books. But something happened to you, Michael, back in September of 2011. What happened to you?
Well, I was diagnosed with what appeared to be a low grade of prostate cancer in November of 2011. And given my family history of cancer, four out of five other members of my family, immediate members of my family, died and not well of cancer. And the fifth one's not doing so well. I'm number six. I decided to have my prostate removed immediately, even though the surgeon said, well, it looks low grade. You have 6 months. I says, I know my family history, and I'm not going to take a chance on that. Well, I had it out about a month and a half later, December 29, 2011. And it's a good thing, because otherwise we wouldn't be talking right now. I wouldn't be talking to anybody, because it was highly aggressive, about ready to breach the margins, which means it was about ready to metastasize, which is how prostate cancer actually kills men. Mm-hmm. Not the prostate that gets you, it's going beyond it. And as brilliant a job as my surgeon did, good, he didn't get it all. And so I had to go through 7 weeks of very intense radiation, and it still didn't get it all. So I'm in kind of a, let's just say, a friendly stasis now with my prostate cancer. It's under control. Will probably remain so, but it'll never probably be ever gone. And that's okay. There were several gifts that I got out of all that.
And that's good. Yes. Well, I'm sorry to hear that it's not completely gone, but you can watch it and take care of it as it happens. That's good.
And nutritionally, by the way, since this is a show on nutrition, it turns out to be an extremely important factor in maintaining that stasis. And this is something I'm sure you preach all the time, but sugar is an absolute poison to me. The prostate cancer cells uptake 18 times the amount of sugar to supply its energy to normal cells. So I keep the amount of sugar, as much as I have a sweet tooth and as hard as it is for me to do, I really restrict how much sugar I take in. Yeah. And then I've taken some Chinese medicinal herbs too, and that really helps as well.
Yes, it does. And not only is sugar bad for prostate cancer, but it's bad for all cancers. And if you want to try to prevent getting cancer, you need to really cut back on your sugar intake, because it does feed the cancer cells.
Yes,
and,
it does.
And I do help a lot of clients who have had cancer. I help them with their diet after their diagnosis, and also help people prevent it. There were some studies about prostate cancer. One was done by John Hopkins Boomerang School of Public Health back in 2007, and it says ED affects 18 million men over the age of 20 in the United States. That's about 18%, and most of these men don't seek treatment for it. And then the American Cancer Society estimates that this year there'll be 238,590 men diagnosed with prostate cancer. And this is the most common cancer in American men other than skin cancer. So it is kind of prevalent out there. Were you ever a smoker?
No, I'm extremely healthy. In fact, if you looked at me, you'd think I was in my early 40s. I actually will be turning 62 in January.
Wow.
And I'm extraordinarily healthy otherwise.
That's good. That's good. Yeah, because I saw pictures of you, and you do not look like you're going to be 62. You're right. You do look like you're in your 40s. You've done a good job of taking care of yourself.
Well, thank you.
Yes. A lot of men who smoke do get prostate cancer because the cadmium in the cigarette smoke is a heavy metal toxin, and it does deposit and settle itself in the prostate. So that's why I was asking.
Okay.
Yeah. Now, how did you feel when you first got heard about your diagnosis? Were you shocked?
Well, yes and no. I mean, if you know, in my family, it's like we're just waiting to hear, right? And there was 10 members of my family, and half of them are gone because of cancer. So, you know, it's like you're almost waiting to get some sort of diagnosis. I had to go through the four stages of loss. Mm-hmm. Obviously, there was that initial disbelief. Then there was the anger, a little bit of depression, and finally acceptance. I tend to be a very positive person. And I accepted it. I said, all right, let's do what we need to do. My biggest concern was, and it is for many men, is not so much the cancer, but something that a lot of men consider worse than death, and that is, quote unquote, losing their manhood to erectile dysfunction, which is a common side effect of the treatment. And frankly, that was a lot harder, no pun intended, right, to handle. And I had to go through that four stages of loss all over again. And it turns out, though, Michelle, that both the cancer and the subsequent full erectile dysfunction, I am completely impotent in terms of the ability to achieve an erection when you want one. And both have ended up being a huge gift to me. And I'm sure some of the listeners are going, how could cancer be a gift? Mm-hmm. Well, here's the thing. It caused me to really consider my mortality, something that a lot of people don't like to think about. But the fact of the matter is we're all terminal. It's just a matter of how and when our life ends. And so I came face to face with that, and there's some peace that comes with that, actually quite a bit of peace. And you also learn to enjoy every single moment. And even the things that aren't very comfortable or even painful, you appreciate the fact that you can feel them now. Because you can become very, very alive by facing the prospect of death. So that was the first gift. And the second one was a total mind-blowing surprise to me that I did not expect at all. And that is that my impotence, my full erectile dysfunction, ended up being the biggest gift to my partner's intimate life than we could have ever imagined, beyond anything that even most normally functioning couples can imagine.
Okay. Well, I think that is very interesting. We have to take a short break, but when we come back, we're going to find out more about this subject and how that ended up being something that was really actually good for your relationship. So you're listening to The Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality on KKNW, 1150 AM Seattle. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
What if the world doesn't function the way we've been told? What if we truly can bend the laws of physical reality? What if we can end limitation? What if weird were the coolest thing you could be? And what if it's time for a totally different reality? Are you ready to create it? Are you ready to dream as big as you dare? Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything in my life changed for me. This is your invitation to step into something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Shakespeare, Gandhi, Galileo, and Aristotle all knew to be true. It's not about the answer. It's about being the question, always. It's about truly being you, whatever that looks like, and changing this world. Is now the time? Start by signing up for a free video series at beingyouclass.com. That's beingyouclass.com. What if you are the gift and the change this world requires? BeingYouClass.com.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW. AM 1150 and Transformation Talk Radio.
Are you interested in learning about how to add more eco-conscious living into your life? Amy Tuwillis, broker and owner of Rhino Roz Realty, is dedicated to helping people buy and sell healthy homes. She strives to educate people on incorporating more green features into your environment. Rhino Roz Realty wants to be a resource before, during, and after a transaction. Whether someone is buying or selling a single-family home, multifamily, condo, or investment property, Rhino Roz can provide the service and knowledge that is needed to make informed decisions. For a free market analysis or more information about greening your home, contact Amy at rhinoroz.com, rhinoroz.com, or call 206-508-1250. Rhino Roz Realty, charging on your behalf in the Northwest.
Welcome back to the Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality. We have got author and prostate cancer survivor Michael Resser in the house today talking about erectile dysfunction, thank you very much, and how it makes you a better lover. Now, Michael, we were talking during the break. There is a lack of intimacy epidemic in our culture, but through your cancer, your prostate cancer, you have been able to find out the secret to have an intimacy in a relationship without sex. So you
want to speak about that? When we say without sex, let's look at some of these definitions.
Mm-hmm.
When most people think of the word sex, they think of intercourse, and that's the biological imperative to procreate the species, and it's great for making babies,
right,
but it is not necessarily so conducive to developing deep, connecting intimacy between a man and a woman. And the primary reason for that, Michelle, is that men and women, and this is something most women know, and most men maybe not as much, is that the sexual response profile between a man and women are very, very different. And so what the ED did for me is it gave me, I used to say it forced me, but I now look at it upon as an opportunity. It gave me the opportunity to slow down as a man and match my partner's profile, sexual response profile. And when that happened, let's just say 4th of July squared happened, and it continues to happen every time we're together. And it's what we experience makes what most people would consider a wonderful number, you know, a 10 out of 10 sexual experience. This would be like a 20.
Wow.
And I'm not bragging. I'm just saying this is something that I still shake my head and say, how is this possible? And this all happens with me being completely impotent or flaccid.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, that is amazing. Now, there's some more statistics here. Okay. That was on, actually is on your website. 67% of women and 28% of men pretend to climax with their partners. That was from the University of Kansas study. And that 87% of women report to using vocalizations to speed things up. That was according to the British. Yeah.
That's to make the guys feel good. You know, that's to make them feel good about themselves, which says quite a bit about the whole idea of how men and women are very different.
Yeah. Well, we like to stroke your ego.
Yeah, it's like, okay, if that's what you got to do, hurry it up. Okay. And then he turns over and goes, starts snoring. Meanwhile, she's just warmed up, right?
Right. yeah. Well, the thing of it is that I think the reason why we're having these issues with intimacy is that as a culture, we are told that sex is very important and you must, you know, everything, sex sells, right? So when you're in the advertising business, they tell you, make commercials with sex and babies and, you know, you'll be able to sell whatever product that you've got. And, you know, you've got all the models who are, you know, look very attractive and all that kind of thing. But people are looking for sex when actually what they really are looking for is intimacy or a emotional connection, and they confuse sex with that. But sex is not an emotional connection. Sex is, you know, is good. It's for making babies. But as you get older, you know, your body is not going to be making babies. And so our culture keeps saying, well, as you get older, you should still have this mad passionate drive to have sex and this interest in sex. But your body is shutting down in the baby-making department. And so as a natural reaction to that, you have less of a desire for the sexual act, so to speak, and more of a desire for emotional connection, because that is what true love is the emotional connection, not a sexual connection. Sex is not love. It's two different things.
That's right. Mm-hmm. And
then there's this other statistic here. It says 68 to 86.5% of postmenopausal women experience sexual dysfunction. I have an issue with that, the word sexual dysfunction, because what happens is when you're going through, at menopause and then after you're done, when you're most menopausal, you're not going to be making babies, okay? So it's not sexual dysfunction. It's our bodies are operating normally like they should be, okay? And we instead, sexual energy is creative energy. And so instead, what we are doing is we're taking that same energy and putting it into, say, a second career. This is why you see a lot of older women then turning and becoming politicians, using their energy like that. And then not only do women go through a menopause, but men go through a menopause as well. And that
menopause.
Yes. And that is attributed to the midlife crisis you hear men going through. And so what happens is the men become more estrogen dominant and when they go through their male menopause, and the women become more testosterone dominant. So we kind of switch roles. So the men become more laid back and the women a little bit more aggressive. And that is a normal body function. It has nothing to do with sexual dysfunction. It's a normal body function. I don't know. That's my theory. What do you think, Michael?
Well, in my book, we're going to be redefining a lot of terms, and we're redefining sexual dysfunction, especially when it comes to women. And we're redefining it in so many words, basically saying that they still want to have intimate physical contact with their partner, but there are either physical or emotional reasons why it is not happening at a satisfactory level. And that's what we term, how we define the sexual dysfunction in women. And here's the thing is that, you know, my partner is fully postmenopausal, and she exhibits not... Well, she used to exhibit the signs of where she was very dry and it was painful for her and the whole thing. Now, ironically, when there's no need for lubrication, she is copious. And she experiences a sexual response that is beyond what most people think is even humanly possible because we matched our profile. So the desire to procreate definitely diminishes as we age. The desire to connect both emotionally and express that deep emotional connection physically actually can get stronger. And so, you know, there can be a total integration between the emotional and physical. But I will absolutely state that it takes, first, a deep emotional connection and respect for your partner before you can expect mind-blowing physical connection and intimacy that goes way beyond what we normally would consider to be sex or intercourse.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's what's available for people, and this is for any age, actually. And this intimacy, this lack of intimacy epidemic, as I call it, actually is right there. People in their 20s and 30s as well. Mm-hmm. They look for connection. They express it energetically through the sex act, but still end up not being terribly satisfied or fulfilled. And the kind of physical, emotional, physical connection that my partner have and I, what we have is it instead of being depletive, where everybody's exhausted, especially the man.
Mm-hmm.
We, after 2 to 4 hours of making love, which is our average lovemaking time, we actually have more energy when we're done than before we started. We often start exhausted, and then we end up being fully energized. And the only reason we stop is that we know we have to get up sometime and go to work, you know. And so we need a reasonable amount of sleep. But literally, we could go on all day if we needed to, or if we wanted to, if we had the time. So it's an entirely different paradigm of what physical and emotional intimacy is all about, with boundaries and myths just being exploded.
Mm-hmm. Now, how is it possible to make love for hours?
Well, I always get asked that.
Mm-hmm.
Let's define what we mean by making love, all right?
Okay.
For most people, making love is the act of intercourse. And no, you're not going to make love that way for hours. First of all, the woman would become, well, irritated after a while.
Yeah.
And the man, just most men are not equipped for that. And, I don't care how big of a stud they are. They're just not equipped for that.
And the women are going to be doing those vocalizations to get you to hurry up.
Yeah, they're going to do that. Like, yeah, like, come on. And so, it's going to be Harry Met Sally just to move them on.
Right.
So that's not what we call making love. My partner and I, when we start becoming, first of all, we set time aside because we spend so much time doing it. We spend time aside where we are, first and foremost, become fully present with each other. There's no agenda. There's no interruptions. And we focus on each other. And that is the start of the lovemaking process. And it might mean we just lightly stroke each other on the arms or the feet. And you'd be surprised at just how just the skin on any part of your body, it doesn't have to be genital at all, can be extremely erotic and sensitive, especially the feet and the palms of the hand and the neck. I mean, all kinds of things. So we may spend an hour or two doing that. And in fact, if we don't do that, when we get to the point where we start engaging in genital stimulation, usually orally, it's not as fulfilling. So that warm-up process for both of us is not only important from an emotional standpoint, but also by being, you know, causing us to be present physically as well. And so we literally are able to do that for hours. And then even after we both climax, and I hope I can say this without being too over the line, the minimum number of times my partner climaxes is 5. And she's often comes as often as 7 or 9 times per session. And one particularly bright day, it was 13 times.
Well, hello.
And she is postmenopausal. She has never, ever even remotely had that kind of response before. Neither have I. And mm-hmm. So it was because I learned to slow down and match her profile and be present with her that really made the difference. And plus, she helped me understand what worked for her. And so communication, mm-hmm. is very important.
Yeah, communication is a big key to this. We have to take another quick break.
Yeah.
And when we come back, we're going to talk more about this with you, Michael. You're listening to The Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Tune in to The Sandy Brewer Show, getting to the heart of what matters in your life. Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and experience the powerful healing voice of Dr. Sandy Brewer, one of call-in talk radio's most dynamic, compelling personalities. Get ready for inspiration and contagious humor and her been-there, done-that, no-nonsense advice to meet today's challenges.
Listen and call in at 800-930-2819 for The Sandy Brewer Show.
Tune into Intuit University, compassionate guidance, connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard, each Thursday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality, fun, and a magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring, as Sherry supports, inspires, and empowers you to create your highest good in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, spirituality, and more. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com.
Grateful patients have been saying it for 25 years. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. Dr. Thane of Wellness One of Bellevue has been named one of the nation's top chiropractors by the Consumers Research Council of America, and for good reason. He has helped his patients recover their energy and vitality after car accidents, sports injuries, herniated discs, fatigue due to stress, the list goes on. The website is bellevue.wellnessone.net. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. That's bellevue.wellnessone.net.
I'm Christine Upchurch, and this is a Stellar Reflections Minute. What does the word healing mean? Many think that healing merely means eliminating symptoms. However, based on my many years as a healer, I have a much broader perspective on the word. Healing can manifest in a variety of ways, including having physical problems resolved, becoming more emotionally centered, experiencing better relationships, gaining greater clarity, and feeling more spiritually connected. True healing always includes some level of transformation. Whatever form healing takes, there is one commonality, an improvement in quality of life. To me, the highest form of healing goes beyond aligning with wellness. It comes from recognizing our soul's voice and allowing it to speak through us. And in that sense, don't we all yearn to heal into our wholeness? Please visit StellarReflections.com or call 425-999-9836. That's 425-999-9836.
Tune in each Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific, noon Eastern, on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit radio show that illuminates the heart-centered bond of animal and human as souls destined to find each other in a lifetime. Each week, this world-renowned animal communicator, through her live call-in show, will assist you in understanding animals as light beings, here to raise the vibrational level of this planet. They're ready. Are you?
Welcome back to the Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality on KKNW, 1150 AM Seattle, WBLQ, New York, Rhode Island, and Connecticut, and TransformationTalkRadio.com. We have got Michael Russer here, and we are talking about erectile dysfunction as a result of prostate cancer. He's a prostate cancer survivor, and talking about how you can still have mind-blowing sex, even though you the male might be suffering with ED. Now, one of the things we want to talk about is vulnerability, which is very important to mind-blowing sex, isn't it, Michael?
It's absolutely fundamental because, you know, we talked about the lack of intimacy epidemic, and really what it is and what's caused it is that as a society and our culture, we tend to be shut down to protect ourselves. We don't want to get hurt. And so it's the antithesis of being vulnerable. And, you know, I think it was Rene Brown wrote her book. It was a TED Talk, one of probably the most famous TED Talks there were. And it was about vulnerability. And that's something that's really resonating with millions of people now. Because people know that people can sense that allow themselves to be shut down. And, hey, I was one of the most shut down guys, even as an international speaker, up on stage, as gregarious and friendly as I could seem. It wasn't ingenuous. It was just that there was only a certain point that I would let you in. And people felt that, and I felt it. And so I made a conscious decision, actually before I was diagnosed with prostate cancer, a couple of months before I was diagnosed, that I would no longer live that way. Life was too short. Little did I know. And that was fundamental. So becoming vulnerable doesn't mean you're a wuss. In fact, it's quite the opposite. It takes strength and courage to allow yourself to be authentic and vulnerable. And for the guys listening to this, and Michelle, maybe you can address this as well as being a woman, mm-hmm. that I have found in my experience that women find that men who are willing to be authentic and vulnerable, not a wuss, that's a different side of another coin,
right.
but actually authentic and vulnerable is one of the most attractive traits that women can find in a man.
Oh, yeah, and that's very true.
Yeah,
very true.
And
mm-hmm.
and so there's strength in vulnerability. And I'm not talking about fake, I'm talking about really feeling everything, meaning the willingness to feel stuff that isn't feel so good, the painful stuff as well as the joyous and incredibly pleasurable things. So it's the importance, it's the ability to feel. I just finished a book from called The Presence Process by Michael Brown. And it's, as he states so well in the book, it's not about learning to feel better. It's about getting better at feeling. Mm-hmm. And that's where we're really stuck in our culture today because of all the distractions and all the pressures. But that is the foundation to deep connecting emotional intimacy, which will then naturally and organically, so to speak, lead into levels of physical intimacy that most normally functioning couples can even barely imagine, but is totally available to them. If my partner and I can achieve this, anybody can.
Well, that's
if they allow themselves.
Yeah, and that's the thing, is that you let down your walls, and then you can let the other person in completely. And it goes for women, too, because women need to also
yes.
become
yes.
know, vulnerable as well. But
yes.
And it's not from weakness. It's from knowing who you really are. And once you know who you really
yes.
are, then you don't have to put up these false pretenses and these walls, you know, because you're
right.
afraid that somebody's going to see who you really are and they're not going to like you anymore. So you have to pretend like you're this or that or whatever. But
right.
but that you doesn't let somebody in. And so it's really hard to become
exactly
intimate
right.
with somebody who won't let you in. And so,
it's impossible, actually. That's by the very definition of intimacy. Is
yeah.
connection, and you can't connect with somebody who's got a wall there.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
Absolutely.
Now, there's another aspect to this whole prostate cancer that I want to talk a little bit about, and that is going to lead me to the What the Bleep today.
And now, the Michelle Bonds What the segment.
Thank you, Benny. Okay. What I want to talk a little bit about is the allopathic treatments for prostate cancer and some of the effects that the doctors don't tell you about. Now, Michael, during the break, you were talking to me about hormone replacement, and you've decided not to do that. You want to share that?
Yes. One of the treatments after you've been treated for prostate cancer, if your PSA continues to rise, it usually means there's some remaining cancer cells that could travel throughout the body and lodge in other organs and thus metastasize, and that's when the real problem starts happening. And that's kind of what was happening with me. My PSA continued to rise. And one of the treatments that my surgeon said, well, we could always put you on hormone replacement therapy, and then I did a bit of research on that. And what that does is it tends to, my understanding anyway, I'm not a doctor, but my understanding is it tends to lower the testosterone levels. And because testosterone can also, and there's a lot of controversy about this, but my understanding is that there's a possibility testosterone can also increase your risk of spreading the prostate cancer. So they tend to lower that. But in so doing, men who usually go through that therapy usually end up becoming very enervated, lose their energy, lose their drive, lose their libido. And I just made a conscious decision that if it came down to it, and there was no other alternative, I would rather live a shorter life as a lion than a long one as a lamb.
Right.
And I mean that very seriously. I would rather do that. And just like I would rather die than go back to being heart closed again, like I was. So I'm really clear about what my boundaries are in my life and what's acceptable and what's not. Now, having said that, I was fortunate enough here in Santa Barbara, California, where I live, is a very well-known Chinese medicinal herbalist who was actually recommended to me by my surgeon. Mm-hmm. And I met with him, and my prostate, my PSA numbers doubled from 1.42 to 3.46 in just 60 days. Mm-hmm. Not a good sign.
No.
And so I met with him, and he says, yeah, we can bring those down in 30 days just through his herbs. I'm going, oh, come on. And I had my girlfriend with me, and she witnessed this. And I'm thinking, well, all right, but I did not hold up hope. Well, I have to tell you, Michelle, when I was afraid to look at my test 30 days later, because I thought I was actually literally in my mind getting my affairs in order, because I know how my family history is.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was just going to shoot up right through the roof. Well, it went from 3.42 to 0.53 mm-hmm. in 30 days.
Yeah.
And so whatever he gave me worked, and it continues to work. And then someone said, I'm on a number of prostate cancer support groups on LinkedIn and that sort of thing. And someone said, well, he probably had something in there to lower your testosterone. Well, I had my testosterone checked. I'm at the higher end of the normal scale, and which doesn't surprise me because I do have a lot of energy and my libido is nothing wrong with it at all.
Mm-hmm.
And so, there are alternatives out there. And here's the thing: is you mentioned that your dad has prostate cancer, and then you're probably familiar with the phenomenon that when people hear you have cancer, they, in all good intentions, start telling you about every cure, every possibility, and if we follow them all, we go broke and have no time for anything for
right.
living.
Right.
And so I'm very aware of that, very cautious about recommending anything to people. I mean, I'd say, look. Just, you know, do your own research, follow your gut, and if somebody has something that says, and I went to him after talking to probably a half a dozen people who independently recommended on them. So I went, and I'm very glad I did, because it works for me. That's all I can say. Is it works for me, and that's a good thing.
That is a good thing. And that's the thing, is that there are alternative forms of treatment other than just allopathic and successful forms of treatment. Not to say that the allopathic is wrong, but if you are diagnosed with having this type of cancer or any kind of cancer, you owe it to yourself to look into all the different forms of treatment that are available to you and the side effects, because a lot of people do choose to go with alternative forms because they don't have the horrible side effects that the allopathic medicine does. But it depends on the state and the degree of the cancer that you have.
That's true.
Is what you want to do. But you do owe it to yourself to do some research and find out. And that's, you know, where people like myself can help people, guide them in the right direction to finding the alternative options that they have. And then people can make an informed and wise decision as to what they want to do. We have to take another quick break, but when we come back, we're going to talk more about mind-blowing sex with erectile dysfunction. And I wanted to have you give our folks a few tips on how they can do that. So stay tuned. You're listening to The Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality. We'll be right back.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Do you ever wonder why you feel off balance and out of focus most of your life? Would you like to have an aha moment every day? The Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality, will empower you to feel wonderment every moment of every day. This hit show provides healthy, empowering knowledge and information which gives hope to everyone from the healthy to the health challenged. Get ready to restore and maintain your wholeness, mind, body, and spirit through learning the latest complementary and alternative healing modalities. Your new reality will introduce you to an unlimited world of possibilities with the gumption to take epic action for your life. This call-in show with wholeness coach Michelle Bond will give you insight to a wide range of topics, from nutrition to lifestyle choices to manifesting your wildest dreams. Tune in Tuesdays at 10 a.m. Pacific Time, 1 p.m. Eastern Time.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life, too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Are you ready to have all your relationships work for you? Those with your family, friends, and coworkers? Perhaps with a lover? How about with your body and your money? Ask Susan, relationship counselor, life coach, and access consciousness facilitator. Susan Lazar Hart has assisted thousands in creating relationships that truly work for them. Ask Susan, a monthly telecall where you can be heard and receive simple tools to apply to all your relationships. AskSusan.net. That's ask-susan.net.
Tune in to Peace World Radio, vibrant conversations to change the world with Christina Jantz. Each second Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com and KKNW. This hit show is energetic, vibrant, and an engaging forum that's getting people talking. Christina brings you extraordinary and courageous people, bold in thought and action, who dare to dream that things can be different. Peace World Radio. Join the talk the world is having.
Welcome back to the Michelle Bond Show, Waking to a New Reality. And we're talking with author Michael Russell, who is a prostate cancer survivor, about intimacy and the best mind-blowing sex you can have and how to do it. But before we continue, it's time for our philosophy tip of the day.
And now, the Michelle Bond's philosophy tip of the day.
Okay, the philosophy tip of the day does come from the Saint Germain Foundation, and it's from the book The Magic Presence on page 272. And Saint Germain says, "Divine love, being the heart of infinity and of the individual, is an ever-flowing, intelligent flame that releases energy, wisdom, power, and substance without limit. It will release boundless blessings to all who will harmonize their own personalities enough to let it come through. Divine love is a reservoir of life and the treasure chest of the universe. It automatically draws to the personal self every good thing. When the outer activity of the mind acknowledges the I Am presence and keeps attuned to divine love, then all achievement is accomplished without struggle or strain, and all creative activity becomes the continual expression and enjoyment of perfection." I think this is very appropriate today, since we're talking about love and intimacy. The divine love is a reservoir of life and the treasure chest of the universe. We've been talking about where your I Am presence is, who that is, your higher power. And if we take our mind and focus in on that, the presence who's given us this life that we have, we can manifest the life that we absolutely want and desire. And so, talking about that divine love, coming in, talking about emotional intimacy, that is a form of divine love. Michael, you have got three tips to help people to help couples with their intimacy. Can you give them to us real quickly, please?
Sure. Yeah. Number one, I think we talked about this earlier, is to make a conscious choice to open each of your hearts and become vulnerable. And from that will become the kind of communication you need and that's required to achieve the kinds of intimacy, that emotional and physical intimacy, that my partner enjoy every day. So the first key is to open your heart, and it's hard. And I do something every day that reminds me of that. I give a little glass heart to people I meet on the street or in the store, and
that's
I say, "This is because of I see the heart in you." And what it does for me is it reminds me and opens my own heart, and it usually does for the person receiving it. But I do it mostly for myself to remind me. That's number one. Number two, and this is really important, especially for the men listening, I would strongly recommend that you form a discipline of slowing down. I know what it's like when you get hard. You feel like you got to use it right now. I am just telling you that's great for making babies. It is not conducive to unleashing the tigress in your woman. And so if you want to have unbelievable, mind-blowing physical intimacy, slow down and focus on your partner at first. And ladies, you need to step up and let them know what works for you and what doesn't. And my partner did that with me, and boy, did that make a difference. Because a lot of guys don't know. They think they know, but they don't really know until their partner is willing to share that with them.
Communication is very important.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, very, very important. And then the third key is when you schedule a time to make love and experience deep emotional, physical intimacy, schedule a couple of hours, by the way, and there is no such thing as a quickie with deep connecting emotional, physical intimacy. There is no such thing. In fact, it's the antithesis of it. There is no time. So eliminate time, eliminate agenda. There is no agenda, no time. We don't think about anything other than being present and being there for each other and then letting what comes naturally, our intuition, and things happen that every time we make love, it's different. But the experience keeps getting better and better. So this is going to be the most fun research project you've ever done. As long as you have those three keys in place, you are going to experience things that you did not know were even physically possible.
I love that you said it was, you likened it to a research project, because in a way it is. You know, you're exploring something new, right?
Yeah, so, you're on a discovery together, an adventure. And yeah. And by the way, it never gets old that way either. Never becomes routine.
That's true. Now, Michael, you have made it your personal mission in life to serve other couples who struggle to truly connect on a deeper level due to impotence or simply because they have lost their spark. And you use your communication skills to share what you've learned worldwide. And you are doing a giveaway to all the listeners today.
Yes. If they go to my book, will be released, my book called Hardly Broken, is going to be released in 2014. But you can pre-register for it by going to hardlybroken.com. And if you pre-register, several things are going to happen. Number one, you're going to get a discount when the book comes out. Number two, you're going to start receiving immediately weekly tips on building intimacy, starting with emotional intimacy, which is the foundation of all other kinds of intimacy.
Okay,
so
that was
2 weeks of that.
Good. And that was hardlybroken.com, because we've got to go here, Michael. So hardlybroken.com, go there and you can get your giveaway and also learn about the book that's coming out in 2014. Michael, it has been such a pleasure having you on the show today. I've really enjoyed it, and I'm sure all the listeners have too. And I want to thank the listeners for listening to the show. Now, make sure you join me today at 2 o'clock Pacific time and 5 o'clock Eastern time for my next show this afternoon. Thank you all for listening to The Michelle Bond Show. Have a prosperous week, and blessings to you all. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to The Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality, Tuesdays at 10 a.m. Pacific Time, 1 p.m. Eastern Time. This hit show provides healthy, empowering knowledge and information which gives hope to everyone from the healthy to the health challenged. Get ready to restore and maintain your wholeness, mind, body, and spirit through learning the latest complementary and alternative healing modalities. Your new reality will introduce you to an unlimited world of possibilities with the gumption to take epic action for your life. This call-in show with wholeness coach Michelle Bond will give you insight to a wide range of topics, from nutrition to lifestyle choices to manifesting your wildest dreams. Visit themichellebondshow.com for more information. You are listening to Transformation Talk Radio, the home of some of the world's most inspiring talk radio hosts. Please stay tuned at the top of the hour. We will be bringing you another amazing, educational, and inspiring show to get you on the path to transforming your life. For more information about us, please visit our website, www.transformationtalkradio.com. That's www.transformationtalkradio.com. There is not just one kind of radio show. Some radio shows are all about busting through and getting unstuck from the crust in your life. But the Dr. Pat Show, well, she does it all. She's been helping people in all aspects of their life now for 10 years. Her interview style, her unique personality, the amazing guests she has on her show are all factors of what makes an amazing radio show. Please join Dr. Pat in celebrating 10 extraordinary years of talk radio.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat. Thank you for supporting us for the past 10 years. We are promising each and every one of you that this coming year, our 10th year anniversary, will be the best yet. We will be paying forward so many ideas, so many tools, so many gifts to all of you because you have inspired us to be better and better and better each year. For more information, please make sure you stay tuned to TransformationTalkRadio.com or TheDrPatShow.com. And remember, join me. Let's live life full out together.
Get insider knowledge about everything that is going on at Transformation Talk Radio. Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com and enter your email to receive our newsletter. Stay updated on new hosts, inspiring guests, and good news articles from around the world. We look forward to having you join our community. Transformation Talk Radio's amazing hosts span from the Pacific to the Atlantic coast. With a world full of loyal fans, what's stopping you from joining our clan? Bring your powerful message to listening ears. We've been helping people do this for many years. Want to make a difference? We can help you out. Just give us at Transformation Talk Radio a shout. It's easy to get started with an email so small to host at transformationtalkradio.com, and then we'll give you a call.
Transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio, that's my line. Non-stop shows, 24 hours, 7 days. Positive talk radio is the new craze. Learn to live your life the best you can. All hosts of TTR will lend a hand. Transform, inspire, educate, create. Tune in now, our shows are actually really great. Tell your friends, your brother, dad, and mom to tune in at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Hey Moon, you want to know something groovy?
Yeah, Jess. What's that?
Dr. Pat has been on the radio for 10 years.
10 years? Are you kidding me? That's awesome!
I'll tell you what's awesome. She's bringing back the Pay It Forward campaign and Holistic Makeover to celebrate. If you want to know more or get involved, go to thedrpatshow.com or like us on Facebook at facebook.com/thedrpatshow to get updates about everything we're doing.
You are listening to Transformation Talk Radio, the home of some of the world's most inspiring talk radio hosts. Please stay tuned at the top of the hour. We will be bringing you another amazing, educational, and inspiring show to get you on the path to transforming your life. For more information about us, please visit our website, www.transformationtalkradio.com. That's www.transformationtalkradio.com.